Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. The September to Remember Refer a Friend Month sales event. Almost over. I have a full list of everyone who has referred.
Oh, wow.
We've gotten kind of a late season push.
Is there still time
entries
to buy?
Yeah, there is.
Can you get down there?
Yeah. What do they say? The car people. What do I got? What will it take to get you in a new Rosecast today? Yeah, there is still time to buy.
Okay.
Two more days. We will accept entries until the September to Remember Refer a Friend Month sales event has been extended. By a week. Bulletin.
Until next week's episode.
Yeah, basically. You have until we record next week. So if you want to be safe, October 4th, get it in.
Okay. It's been extended.
Wow. One time only. But yes, thank you to everyone who has entered by referring their friends. We appreciate it. Truly made this a September to remember.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
What a way to end the month, too. Bachelor in Paradise. Wow. You want to talk about fun?
Yeah.
You want to talk about fun, Rim? Having fun on the beach?
Let your hair down, AB. This is where I feel relaxed.
Pop my top off. Get some sun.
Pressure's off. When it's paradise time, it's time to just relax.
School's out for summer.
School's out. School's out for October.
Even though it's October, yes.
Feels good. Hardcore fans only. The only people watching this, the only people listening are hardcore fans of both shows.
I feel like it should be reversed.
I know.
Hardcore fans should watch the flagship.
This should be the mass appeal.
Other people should just be watching this. This should be the mass appeal, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. But you gotta watch flagship so you
to
can
have the fun. Yeah.
To have the fun. This is our reward. It's like a reward.
This is our reward. Our dessert.
Should we do the pyramid now or after?
No.
Okay.
Wait till the end. Stay tuned.
The emphatic nature with which you said that lets me know you put in the hours on the pyramid.
I put in time. I put in the time. Holy cow.
Are you gonna explain the algorithm? Did you tweak the algorithm this year?
It's tweaked a little. Not as much as some people would want, I'd say.
It's your algorithm.
Especially.
It's your pyramid.
I'll explain it. Yeah, I'll explain it, of course.
All right. Let's do the episode.
Now, infamous pyramid.
I think it's just famous.
Just famous? Is it just famous now?
Just straight famous.
Okay, just straight fame.
A quick monologue.
Okay.
The origin of the phrase man tears.
I don't like that.
I never have, but I thought... Monologue, mono, single.
Sorry. That reminded me as I was watching it, as he said man tears, I didn't like that. But then I didn't write my note. So this was, reminded me that I wanted, this jogged my memory that I didn't like that. Go ahead. Mono.
The first person to ever say man tears, to my knowledge, was Chris Harrison on one of the GOAT episodes. One episode, he just said it 7 times to the point where we made like, supercut of him saying it.
Do you remember who was crying?
I think maybe it might have been Allie's season, and it might have, I don't know. And it was like maybe Casey or something. I pulled
the
that
goat.
Out. That's
okay,
I don't know.
You.
But it was a goat episode, and he said it over and over. And I thought, by the way, AB came up with the concept of goat episodes, and it turned out to be the worst thing we've
noted.
Yeah, we always have to say that. It turned out to be the worst thing to ever happen.
Well, anyway. There's COVID. We didn't. They couldn't do the show.
It was a good idea on paper. You know, it was definitely good on paper. But he said it all. He said it 7 times in an episode. I chalked it up to, this is just kind of Chris on his own. He, you know, he's making creative decisions here, and no one is overruling him because you know production's not on site in his basement. So he's just letting it fly, shooting from the hip. Mm-hmm. Chris Unleashed,
which we found out is not something you want.
No, but I remember what you know the Mantares thing. I was like, who is this appealing to? So I thought it was a Chris thing. I've been stunned to hear Jesse say it twice now, Paradise and on like After the Final Rose or something like that. So it leads me to believe that this is like part of the brand is like
Mantares.
It just it doesn't make any sense to me. Everybody cries on the show.
Everyone cries.
There's nothing notable. There's nothing notable about Michael crying, and you know he will.
Yeah. Or Andrew. No, yeah, no big deal.
I've just been surprised. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it wasn't Chris. Maybe it was a director from on high. Anyway, now that that's off, any other Mantares comments?
There's just nothing wrong with tears from anybody. So I don't know why we're calling one a certain thing.
I'm not that offended by it. Don't get
I'm
me
not
wrong.
Either.
I'm not that offended by
it,
but
write
it is kind of this
I
is just
write
an,
it.
Yeah.
I didn't write my note down.
My takeaway is I can't believe it's not Chris. It wasn't Chris's only. Mm. And yeah, it's kind of we love the men who open up.
Man
but
tears
if,
is
but
a
if
thing
you cry, we're
going to
fucking poke fun at you for the rest of your life.
That's a thing from the '50s. That's an old silly. And yeah, that's not
silly.
Something. Yeah, silly.
Hot start with the cast, AB. Speaking of bodily fluids. Okay. First up is Hunter from Clayton season, known for her IBS, apparently, irritable bowel syndrome. Not just diarrhea,
news
but constipation
me.
As well.
I don't understand. I didn't understand what she said there.
Do you want me to detail it for
not
you?
Simultaneously, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Just she just has difficulty. You know,
both directions.
Well, it's going the same direction, but both.
No, I'm not talking about directions
on the
body.
The
I'm talking about
the
spectrum. Yeah, I'm
not I'll bleep that out.
Okay. Beach seems like a place I would not want to be if I had those issues.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere
in a bathing suit.
Nowhere is safe. Yeah, in a bathing suit in particular. Johnny, a rapper apparently. What'd you make of this?
Toes in the sand with a Z. I felt like Johnny actually has some bars. A little bit.
This was not a gag that he was put up to.
This was not a bit.
Johnny insisted on this.
Yes. Where he had the thing was he had the final line or the chorus. And he's like, I have this chorus. Can I make a song here? We're in paradise, sipping with our sand and with our toes in the sand. That goes hard. That line goes hard. And how he was saying it goes hard. Okay.
This was not unlike David on Real World New Orleans.
No.
It was similar. No, I can see him in the control room like, this is when I want the cuts to come in.
I have this thing, this song. Is it okay if I do this?
Yeah, it absolutely is okay. Serene from Clayton season. A teacher who wants to meet Brandon. That might work because there's not only she a teacher, kind of resembles Michelle, who Brandon fell harder for anyone or than anyone's
ever fallen
for anyone.
Yes.
So I think we got a match here.
Rem, I was told people wouldn't know who's going to be here, and that has immediately turned out to be a lie. Everyone knows who's going to be there.
Yeah.
Why did they tell us that lie?
We got previous relationships.
Jesse
and
told
I got
us that lie, I'm pretty
who.
Sure. Yeah, we got previous relationships here. Flat out relationships.
You can't prevent it. You can't.
I don't have an issue with it, but why did you lie to me?
Well, that sums up the show, doesn't it?
Okay.
I don't have an issue with it, but why'd you lie to me? Why'd you lie? Show.
Put it on a t-shirt.
wouldn't you know it? Brandon's next.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brayden, you'll recall the last time we saw him, devastating breakup, the hardest anyone's ever, I don't know, how would you describe him not him getting let down by Michelle? The worst thing to ever happen
to
someone?
the worst thing that's ever happened to anyone.
The saddest.
Yeah. The saddest, yes. He is the last person that got to get let down on the finale, in the traditional finale style.
Stage, yeah.
So, worst breakup in years.
And, well, what do you do when that happens? In your 20s, devastating, you do curls.
You hit the gym.
you absolutely hit the gym.
And then you hit the sand.
You hit the gym, play a little ball, and you hit the sand.
Yes. Any thoughts on his jump shot rim?
Sweet stroke.
Perfect form.
That's the net for people who don't know.
Explosion up. Perfect placement of his elbows. Snap of the wrist is what they teach in when you're in elementary school. Picture perfect form.
Beats.
Ripped the net on the first take. I guarantee you that's the first take.
That was definitely the first shot.
He ripped the net. I like Brandon even more than I did previously, which was a lot.
I need to see more of that. Kira from Clayton season. Side note,
Dr. Kira. Bachelor's degree from Harvard, MBA from University of Penn, medical degree from UNC Chapel Hill. Wow.
Okay, well, that makes sense because, what's his name? Romeo, who we'll get to later, also went to Harvard.
Internal medicine. Ready to put her professional life on hold so she can truly focus on herself for a change. Wow.
Jacob's next from Rachel and Gabby's season. He was always coming here. His Paradise performance started on night one when he was shirtless.
He showed up oiled up on night one. He was oiled up.
This was always the goal.
Of course, Jacob's here. There's no question. Yeah.
Genevieve. Of course, Genevieve's here. Genevieve from Clayton's season. She wants to meet Justin, the face guy from Katie's season. Mortal enemies with Shanae, you'll recall.
I do remember that. Justin is kind of a hot commodity. Multiple people came here to meet Justin.
I don't think Shanae came here to meet Justin. I think Shanae came here to piss off Genevieve. Mm. And that's why she likes Justin, because she knows Genevieve likes him.
I don't even think she likes Justin. I don't know that we're going to see her with Justin ever.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's already over.
You know, Genevieve's into Justin. Yeah, I think that thing is gone. Long gone.
That was a storyline for the intros only.
Exactly. Yep.
Shanae from Clayton's season is here. Can't wait.
Great.
Justin from Katie's season.
Eyes.
I don't love the beard. Generally a pro beard person. When you're known for, facial reactions, that hides them. That hides a portion, some of the emotion.
I didn't mind it. It's not a bad beard.
No, it looks good.
You just don't like it for his brand.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Jill from Clayton season. I don't know what the cat was about. The cat. So, do you have a living cat? Or is it just this stuffed one? And is the stuffed one a formerly living cat that you owned? Are you a cat person or are you a fake cat person? Literally fake cats.
I can't answer any of your questions.
Just was wondering. At first, I thought it was real. I was like, oh, she has cats. Interesting. Not really. No, this is a fake cat is interesting. Yes. Why do you have that?
Agreed.
Lastly, for this segment, Michael A., who got music like it was the first scene of The Bachelor. It was, if music could push, this lifted him up on eagle's wings. Okay, what do you have on Michael A.?
He should probably have been The Bachelor, if he was willing.
That's what these early moments told me. Is that he would have been great. The angle of I feel silly doing this, being bashful in...
But my kid told me to come on.
Yeah. Okay, well,
a lie.
I was going to say, that might be true.
Which is obviously a lie.
But that did remind me of like one of those, Ruth Kanda Forever quotes where someone's telling a story. My six-year-old said this thing, make it sound like they're a Pulitzer winner one day. That made me go like, I don't know if I'd buy that, Michael. But other than that, yeah, great to see you.
I'd have to know what age his kid is, which I don't think is very old, which makes me not buy it at all.
I don't know. Yeah, well, we might meet his kid on the show, but seemed a little too convenient. Daddy, it's,
was a
time to move to paradise. Everybody needs somebody. It was paradise too deep is for
a,
you.
It was yeah. too deep of a thought for his young child. Yeah, I agree.
Michael took some time off dating after leaving Katie's season, and by that he means he saw a guy about some HGH and hired a personal trainer, maybe Brandon.
He's jacked up. He's absolutely
ripped up.
He's shredded up.
Anything else on these intros?
No, I don't think so. Let's open this beach up.
At the beach, Serene first up. Not much here.
Would you want to be first? Where would you want to be? First, you can kind of a lay of the land.
Lay of the land, pick your spot.
Pick your spot, your early spot, get a drink, get a little relaxed before other people are coming. But also, it's kind of weird.
Well, and there's no like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no one cares that you're there. It's just you.
Yeah. There's no entrance. You get no entrance. And I'm an entrance/entrance music guy.
I think I'd rather go first, too, because then you don't have to do the entrance and everyone's coming to you.
Yeah, that's true, because sometimes you can do an entrance when everyone's there and it's wah-wah, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, like I would rather someone, like if I'm on my phone, I'd rather answer a call than call someone, if that makes sense. Do you hear me?
I do not follow that analogy, but okay. I think we agree.
Okay.
Next, Michael A., who intimidates Jesse with his size and sculpt. It will be funny to see Michael. This is Grocer Joe all over again. He like plays along with the enthusiasm. Like they made him go like, I'm in paradise. And he was like, you could tell he was, this is so stupid. I can't believe it. And that reminds me of Grocer Joe.
Sure. Strong mind, strong body, strong beard. Great line from Jesse.
The trinity of
great line.
Next up, Andrew from Katie's season.
Strong Giannis.
Strong wide Giannis.
Strong
thick Giannis.
Wide tall Giannis.
I think his hair is a little different. I think he's trying to like get away. His hair is a little different. It's not exactly like Giannis's what it used to be. I think he's trying to like on my
get
own
away from
blaze
Giannis.
His own path.
I'll like, tell you what, you can't, I look at your face and you can't, there's nothing you can do, buddy. You're Giannis. You look just like him.
You have to shave his
hair
and grow a beard.
You're a towering presence, too, on the beach.
Yeah, he is.
You're towering over everyone.
Genevieve arrives. Her and Serena friends. Johnny, huge fan of new Johnny. I love this Johnny.
You like Johnny?
Yeah, I like Johnny. He's
rapping,
hilarious.
Rapping. Too cool for the beach, Johnny.
Let me holla at you.
Where my honey's at, Johnny.
Where my honey's at. Yeah, I love that.
Where my honey's at, rapping Johnny. That's your guy.
This is hilarious because this guy just got out of, Gabby's top three? I think
top
he was number three.
He made it to the top three. Made it
and
to
he's here a couple weeks later. He's like,
he got a rose
ladies.
At hometowns, and then he got two fantasy hometowns. Suites. Where he had no they basically realized they didn't know each other or want to continue the relationship. And he's nowhere near being ready for engagement, he said.
No. I think Johnny would have continued. I think if Gabby said, you want to do a fantasy suite, he'd be like, that's what's up.
Johnny says, I didn't expect to be here, Rim. I would argue that nobody outside of oiled up muscle guy was Jacob. More expected to be here. From
yeah,
last season.
Maybe he meant it like as a timing thing. Like yesterday I was with
Can
Gabby.
Can you believe
I didn't
it?
Think I, yeah, yeah. I'm here already.
Were they in Mexico? That Gabby? Those
yeah, I believe so. And I
so
think,
he might have just stayed there.
Yeah. Took a van straight from that date.
Yeah. Maybe
great
that's
quote
what
from
he
Johnny. Great quote from Johnny. This is where Johnny thrives.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You're damn right it is. You're damn right it is, Johnny.
Teddy the Virgin.
Birds and bees cutscene. I love a good birds and bees cutscene. You cut to some birds, you cut to some bees. Gets the point across.
Yeah, it really does. Andrew.
Smitten.
Has a little crush on Teddy.
Yeah, a little crush. Yep.
What was with the toe?
What? Mr. Weak Game. It's crazy
isn't
weak
that
game.
The truth?
Crazy
this
weak
was
game.
Humiliating.
What was he
I was
doing?
Embarrassed to witnesses.
What was he doing? So him and Teddy sit down. Andrew's obviously smitten.
Yeah.
He pulls his shoe off. His shoes and assume he didn't have socks, but he pulls his shoes off, shows her his
big, gross big, football toes.
Big, gross toe on his disgusting foot, and the toe is painted with a smiley face. And there was no explanation for why he did it.
Okay, I thought I missed something. I thought it was she likes smiley faces.
Just crazy weak game. That's all that is. Holy cow.
Yeah. Andrew.
Humiliating. Andrew, humiliating start for Andrew.
Andrew might have been a tough bachelor. If this is what we're seeing, the dates might have been tough.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Casey, another old guy. You may remember I was a big Casey fan.
Why was he's John Krasinski?
You know,
looking guy.
You know who he is? He's who? David Blaine. Next time that sounds crazy, but next time you watch, listen to him and close your eyes. He looks a little like David
Blaine. Sounds like him or looks
like him? He sounds exactly like David Blaine. And I wouldn't put it past
David Blaine. I don't know what
David
Blaine sounds like.
Oh, well, you got to look up
David. Are you saying it is David Blaine?
It might be David. It wouldn't be the craziest stunt if David Blaine pretended to be a run-of-the-mill Bachelor in Paradise contestant.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
I like Casey because he has gray hair, and I like old people. I like old guys in particular.
Old guys on the show? Yeah.
I like him. I root for him.
Geriatric millennial, he calls himself. Which is funny.
Hopefully he and Michael keep these kids in line.
Yeah.
Lights out.
I will say it's tough being like the old guy nobody cares about. There's already an old guy that everyone cares about, and then you're there, also the old guy. That's not where you want to be.
Well, I think he has a bone to pick with Michael in that Michael got jacked, and it's like, dude, I thought we were gonna be
it's just old guys sticking together.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Trying to break away? Haley from some maybe Clayton
some show.
Season?
I think some show, maybe some a show. CBS show. I'm not even sure.
Haley from Love Island.
Yeah, I don't know. No clue.
No disrespect. No clue.
Where's Haley going to be on the Paradise Pyramid? We'll find out.
Yeah, on the outside looking in. No disrespect. Once again, Brittany from Matt's season. Matt James's season. Jill from Clayton's season. Hunter from Clayton's season. Sierra from Clayton season. If I recall, one of the many nemeses of Shanae, unless I'm making this up, I think her and Shanae had a couple storylines together.
I believe that is true, but based on how she entered the beach, I don't think she's interested in that anymore. It's all good vibes from Sierra.
No,
brings the shots for Jesse. Take a shot. Everyone's like, oh shit, the vibes have changed since Sierra got
shots
here. It's
here.
Good. Yeah.
Well, if I were there, I'd be hiding. I'm going to head to the bathroom. I know.
I'm not taking that shot.
Jacob, he's got Tarzan.
Leaf
Shocker.
On, I think. Bare ass and leaf. Is that the situation?
It appeared to be a leaf, yeah.
Okay.
They probably at this point just have that as, you know, they don't need to fashion a new one every season. They probably just use the same one over and over.
Yeah. Of course.
Right as some discussions are beginning about Shanae, she arrives. I think it was like Genevieve and Sierra were like, man,
Genevieve, yeah.
Last person we want to show up is Shanae. Well, Shanae and Genevieve, background history, historian, they had a 2-on-1 with Clayton.
Genevieve and Shanae did?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was a to be continued type deal. It was a big 2-on-1. Maybe
big
the last 2-on-1 we had.
Yeah.
And Clayton sent Shanae home in a surprise decision.
I was concerned for Genevieve here. She seems too tied to the past. Okay? I'm concerned she's going to get... Basically, getting involved with Shanae ruined her season of The Bachelor. Like,
yeah,
she should have went farther. And it's going to here, too, if you keep harping on this. Just let her do... There's so many people here. Just let her do her.
That is sound logic. However, the benefit of the Genevieve character on the show, that's what I want out of her. I would, if I had my druthers and it's Genevieve gets engaged or Genevieve fucking mixes it up with old nemeses, or as we saw in a preview, maybe partners with a few here and there. Genevieve is a great paradise character because
she can't help herself.
She can't help herself. She's funny. She loves mixing it up in more ways than one. It's just, that's what I want. So I do, you're 100% correct, but I would prefer if she...
See, I want Genevieve to find love, and this is not how to go about it.
No, yeah, this is definitely not how to do it.
Leave the old drama out of this, folks. That's old news.
her and Justin got off to a good start, folks, and he's down the stairs next. Jesse says, hey, man, you do the faces. You're the face guy. Make the faces.
Do the faces. Now.
Yeah. Happy. Sad.
That's literally what he did.
Conspiracy Corner. The way Genevieve smirked when she saw Justin coming down.
She knew him before? There's something going on before?
They've hooked up before.
Oh. Okay.
To make of that what you will. That is my... That was not a, like, I knew he was coming. That was like...
It's on.
Yeah. Something's there.
Okay. See, I thought when they sat down to talk, there wasn't any chemistry there.
Yeah, well, that was the next scene, and... Yeah, I might back off of that theory because...
Okay.
Or maybe it's because they know each other already.
Yeah, they don't really have to go through... They're just chilling. They're just chilling. Yeah.
Neither of them seem to put much effort into impressing the other. I'll put it
that's,
that way.
That's also true. Wow, okay.
Shanae and Jacob. I wanted to point out that Jacob... I didn't hate this line from Jacob. That was great.
What was the line?
He said something like, your eyes are green.
Oh, that was good, yeah.
Well, no, her eyes are green. That's just...
Her eyes are green.
His are blue. He says, yours are like the jungle, mine are the ocean.
Hell yeah.
We get together, it's paradise. I mean, that's a great
hell yeah.
line. It's undeniably good.
They made out because of their eye colors, I think, because they both have good eyes.
Well, we obviously had to put these two things together now.
Let's make out.
First kiss of the season with Shanae and Jacob.
Yep.
Rudy montage music.
It was funny after they're done, Shanae's just like, well, now what? And then they both just go their separate ways. Probably won't talk the rest of the season.
Maybe not. Lace the Great.
The Great. One of the greatest to ever do it.
If you were to guess, how many episodes do you think she lasted on Ben's season?
Not many. Like three?
Yeah, three. I would have guessed more. I would have guessed five, maybe.
No, I think she got let go early. Yeah, she got let go
early. No, she
early.
Left on her own volition. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But her impact, that's how memorable she was, is we're talking like Lace the Great. She's been on three episodes of the franchise.
No. She was on Paradise, too. I'll get to that in the pyramid.
Oh.
You'll be surprised to see where Lace is. Stay tuned.
That's tough. I already know that's tough. Anyway, no fanfare. This was Johnny thought she was a straggler. Johnny thought she was lost.
Yeah. Well, she's from so long ago that these kids don't know who she is.
I was disappointed by this. You know, Shanae is standing on the shoulders of giants. She should have knelt before Lace upon her arrival. No one has any respect for those who paved the way before
you. Yeah, exactly. These kids don't have any respect.
Which is why I'm totally out on Haley. Haley is irredeemable after these comments. Let's go through what she said.
The girl I've never heard of or seen in my life says Lace has no place here. She said Lace has no place here. I'm all for alumni showing up, but 6 years, girl, give it up. Haley, I have no clue who you are. If anyone needs to leave this beach, it is you. Lace not only has a place on this beach, she's a welcome guest. And she can come every year for all that I care.
Nitpicky, you're all alumni, by the way, Haley. Look up what alumni means. Everyone here is alumni. That's the point.
Six
of the
years
show.
Isn't that long either, folks.
That's an eternity in paradise. To be fair, Haley has a point. 6 years is a really long time.
It's just really rich coming from the girl that nobody knows, saying you have no place here.
Let's say
I found
Shanae
that very
this.
Disrespectful. Of course. Shanae says that? That's funny.
Well, it's funny, and it's like, ooh, like two titans little, of going at it, like titans, they're going at it. But it's just, hey, who the fuck is this guy?
Who are you? Who are you?
Really? I was stunned by that. Out on Haley.
Stunning. Very Haley out on
is
Haley.
Enemy number one on for me.
Yeah,
now.
Agreed. I could have used a longer Lace highlight reel. Maybe show us some of the past.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not that long. Three episodes.
No, that's just the one. She was on Paradise.
She got engaged to Grant. I remember that now.
She won Paradise. On the Wikipedia, the Bachelor Wikipedia, they call that winning when you leave engaged.
Gold at the top.
They call you a winner, like you're a challenge all-star winner or something. Lace won a season of this show. Okay.
Logan, also the great, potentially so contagious. I'm starting to not buy that whole situation. I don't know if anybody found out what really happened there, but you might have just used it as an excuse to get out of a social event. Wouldn't be the
I've heard some stuff about him not having COVID. That is a theory out there.
I can envision that for certain. Serene's looking for Brandon. Wouldn't you know it? Brandon's next. Imagine someone walking into a room, stopping, posing, and going, "What it do?" And then having women swoon over that, because that's what happened here. It's like, oh my, is that Brandon or
what it do?
Lloyd Banks of G-Unit fame? Oh, ooh. B-Money.
It's B-Money, period. Listen, he's the biggest current star on this beach.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, stay tuned.
Brandon pulls Serena right away. She wants him, especially vibing after the entry.
These two are absolutely vibing. Okay?
This was cute. It reminded me of Wide Giannis and Teddy already. Just kind of, they just kind of cute, kind of couple middle schooler. Kinda,
little kid, school kids, smiling,
school
laughing.
Kids, yeah.
This is good.
They start making out pretty quick. Rims lock a week. They're leaving engaged. I bet my life on this.
That's an absolute lock. I love that couple, guaranteed, by the way.
Yeah, well,
they're going to enter very quickly into a level where I'm like, okay, go over there. I don't want to see you on the screen anymore. Your relationship is too solid. I have no interest in following
up. I'm over them.
They're so solid of a couple, so cute of a couple, I no longer need to see them anymore.
I have another couple like that. But yeah, I can that I would put even harder, more firmly into that category. You can probably guess who it is, but we'll get to him when we get to him. Yeah, I'm with you. All I know is they're definitely getting engaged.
That's
nothing
a lock.
I'm more certain about.
That's a lock.
Jill's looking for Romeo from Michelle's season, the mathematician. What do you know? He arrives, also has a beard. He, quote, hung out with Jill and Kira from Clayton's season.
I needed more background here.
It's confusing.
For such a huge story, probably 30 minutes of camera time they used on these three. They didn't give us the backstory enough for me to be able to follow what the fuck they were talking about.
You want me to concoct something? Pick and choose and come up with what I think it was?
Please.
Romeo and Jill, same tier of Bachelor contestant.
Yeah, kind of vaguely remember you, not really.
Not really background.
Yeah.
They're hanging out with the other, you know, B-tier people, wherever. They become fast friends. Mm. She has a little crush on him.
Just friends?
He probably likes her. He doesn't seem like a big game guy either.
No, he had bad game, in fact, throughout the episode.
This was not a banner game episode. No. Except for my guy, Johnny.
And Brandon.
Was popping. Where my honey's at. So they're both like kind of dancing around it, maybe. Mm. And then Kira shows up, you know, and she says, "Romeo, I like you." And he's like, "Okay." And then they make out who knows what else.
Okay.
Jill is heartbroken by this, but they remain kind of friends, but their friendship is like not as good as it used to be.
Mm.
This is over the period of maybe a couple weeks, perhaps. Something happened with him and Kira
that ruined his relationship with Jill.
It nipped this potential romance in the bud. Now they're back on the... I think what the reality is, Jill and Romeo would be together if they weren't on the show. They both came here like, "Hey, you going? I'm going."
I agree. Yeah.
Let's just go and take advantage of that.
Do it on the beach. Yeah. We'll start this relationship on the beach.
So they're talking a little bit, and even Romeo says, "Was it because I kissed Kira?" In walks Kira mid-conversation, takes Jill's drink, plops down. Anything else on that?
To be fair, Jill had a drink in her hand. There was a second drink sitting. So Jill had a drink. Romeo had a drink. She walks up, didn't have a drink. Romeo goes something about like, "Where's your drink?" or something. And she's like, "Can I take this one? There's
a
free
drink.
You guys have drinks. They're trying to make this into a big thing. Like Kira stole her
drink.
She had a drink in her hand. There's no way to know whose drink that was. That seemed like a free drink, free fair game.
100% agree. I think Jill I think Joe plays ball. I think Joe's like, are we making this a thing? I'll make this a fucking
thing.
I'll do it. You stole my drink?
She had a drink. Launch it. She, in fact, and it wasn't an empty drink because she walked off with the drink, still drinking it. There was still drink in that drink. Okay?
I agree.
No harm, no foul there.
Quick Michael A. segment. Everybody wants a piece of the big dog. There's definitely an air of like, wait. Is my... The girls are talking to each other. Is Michael hot too?
The man here?
I thought we just liked
his manners.
I
knew he was an awesome guy.
Polite.
And a great dad. But I didn't know we'd be getting, bulked up.
I didn't know we'd
sexy
be getting washboard.
Mysterious Mike, too.
Yeah. Jesse gathers the crew, does the find lover L speech. Mm-hmm.
Find lover, go home.
9 guys, 11 women. If Lace doesn't get a rose, I will lose it. That's just my little commentary. Anything else on this portion?
No, they do the powwows with the boys and the girls separated. Nothing to see here, though.
There, I will do matchups as I see them at the end of each episode.
Okay.
Well, probably not at the end of each. It'll become obvious, but... Sure. There's 2 lead pipe locks right now. Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, and that's Brandon and Serene and Andrew and Teddy.
Yeah, agreed.
We got a triangle with Romeo, Kira, and Jill at this point.
Sierra's interested in Michael, along with a bunch of other people.
Brittany and Haley and maybe Hunter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interested, vaguely interested in Michael. Let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
First date card is for Andrew, who offers it to Teddy Wright as if he was full name, like he was going to propose or something. Teddy Wright,
yep.
Will you go on this date with me? All right, how about their date?
Giannis cheers to taking a shot at love. They both laugh at how weak his game is. It's still crazy weak going into their date. I wrote here, I like these two. Giannis is very nervous. Teddy's cool as a cucumber.
I felt both of them were too nervous to even break the ice. They showed this first part of the date and the ice still wasn't broken.
Well, they talk about how much anticipation there was between both of them on meeting each other. They both were interested in each other outside of this. I genuinely felt like this might have been their first time meeting based on the nerves.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Probably messaged before, but yeah, this is
sure.
The first time meeting.
Meeting in person, yeah. Andrew says, I hope I don't screw it up. These two are cute. I like this couple a lot.
I can see Andrew and Teddy instantly becoming boring old married couple on the beach. Like,
yeah.
Hey, guys, you guys have fun drinking. We're going to go into town and do, grocery shop. We're going to do errands.
Yeah.
We're going to grocery shop and meal prep tonight. You guys enjoy the alcohol.
We're going to get a HelloFresh delivered and start doing those every night.
Yeah. We're actually going to start Law & Order SVU season 3 together.
You guys have fun out there.
Yeah. Back at the beach quickly, Justin and Genevieve getting along. She made it sound like they had already broken up. Previously, she's like, well, she was like trying to salvage it. It was like, you've had one conversation.
One combo. Yeah. Much better conversation between these two. They kiss. I think there's something there.
The Andrew Teddy date, they remain nervous.
Still cute. Still nervous. I like these two a lot. Teddy says, you remind me of Joy. That's a good thing, Rim. Okay. Joy
that's
is
a weird
good,
way to say it. Like,
that's what she said.
Not,
you remind
joyful.
Me of joy. No, you remind me.
You remind me of the concept of joy.
The concept of joy. Anytime I've had joy before, that's the same feeling you give me. Okay?
You remind You're, me
the concept
of joy.
Of joy is what you remind me of.
I'm surprised they both hopped in the margarita tub. I have a feeling it was an actual margarita.
It was green.
It was slime green.
It was green. I needed more information on that. They didn't take a drink. Obviously, if you're going to get into the actual margarita tub, you take a drink before you get in, see how it is. So I
that
don't think
been,
it was.
Know,
I don't think it was a margarita. Like, I would have sat there with a straw for a little bit.
Yeah,
fill up.
Yeah.
Fill up on the outside. Then you get in. Once you get in, you can't. You obviously can't have it, but.
I don't think it was
yeah,
drinkable,
it was probably,
potable water.
It was water that was colored green, probably. But I like the idea.
So that's the date.
Wrap
it up for Andrew and Teddy.
Yeah.
I mean,
I had a genuine smile on my face with this relationship here. Okay?
Can you imagine either of these two, like...
hurts the other one? No chance.
No chance. Like,
no
not,
chance.
No, this
these
is
two,
over.
These two kids? Come on. These are good kids.
People forget about Lace. Literally, they forgot about her.
Yeah.
Someone
People
was
really
like,
did.
"Where the fuck? Where's what was her name? Lace? Where's Lace? Well, she's in bed. Shocked that no one is pursuing
Everybody
her.
Is talking about how bad of a time Lace is having, and people are talking about how Lace is talking about how this season is worse than her last Bachelor in Paradise. Like, the people there are worse. She's telling that to the people.
Hey, out of sight, out of mind, Lace. If you want to be in the mix, you got to be in the mix.
You got to get in the mix. You have to.
New Shanae tries to comfort her in bed. She hasn't talked to one guy. She's not interested in anybody except Logan.
Except Logan.
Maybe if he's lucky.
Yeah.
So what did you make of Lace deciding to do something different? And by that, I mean faking her birthday.
I love this.
This is
I
why you
it.
Have Lace. This is what Lace
this
is best
you,
at.
There aren't that many people in the history of this show that could come up with something like that.
I have almost
Brilliant.
That exact phrase written down.
You know,
not many people would fake a birthday for attention. Lace is one
no,
of them.
No, people, I'm not getting the attention I need. The guys aren't coming up to me. This isn't going well.
It's my birthday.
On my third season. So let me shake things up. Okay? Let me say it's my birthday. Make this whole first night, the biggest night, some would say, about me. Great move.
Old school reality TV hijinks. Just good
just
stuff.
Good stuff from Lace.
I told someone it was my birthday, and now everyone thinks it's my birthday. Well, I wonder how that happened, Lace. She's like,
this
people. She goes, people ran with it. Well, you told them.
This isn't the first time Lace has told people that it's her birthday. She goes to restaurants,
no,
tells them it's her birthday,
an old reliable
gets them
trick.
To sing to her. She's used this hundreds
no
of
question.
Times. Hundreds of restaurants. Every time she goes to a restaurant, they sing her happy birthday.
Yeah. Lace and Logan share some cake celebrating her birthday together.
Yeah, transitions the birthday lie, which resulted in like everyone rallying around her. And, you know, it was a bad mood before the lie. And then all of a sudden it's like, let's go Lace. Everyone's rallying behind her. And then she transitions that into talking to Logan. Do you want to go celebrate my birthday? Wow.
This
Incredible.
Is. I mean, this is why Lace is Lace and Haley and
is
Haley.
This is why Lace was on the top of our excited to see in Paradise power rankings.
It's
Stuff
true.
Like this. Come on.
She really could not get a rose next week, and I will feel satiated by the, you know,
Absolutely.
This is Lace.
She did all she needed to do.
She
yeah.
did what she proved she still got it.
Now she's going to get a rose, just to be 100% clear
oh,
with you.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
She's going to get a rose. Someone will give her a rose.
They're going to have to, they might have to bring somebody in.
They're going to have to bring some more people in. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have to bring one more person in. Yeah. I don't know how Logan could have thought her name was Luce. Now, far be it from me to criticize a mispronounced name. Okay. That's a running
gag. We do
gag.
It all the time.
We do it all the time, but also we legitimately don't know. I don't know
at
how.
At least their names. What
yeah,
we're mixing
at least
up.
Names
we're mixing up a name and a name.
Adjectives.
We're not mixing up a name and a fucking other word that's not a name.
I don't know what game of telephone needed to occur to get from Lace to Luce.
Luce?
Yeah, tough one to squirm out of if you're Logan. To be fair, AB, it is day one.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's still learning names. He hasn't met, you know, he hasn't even talked to Serum yet. Hasn't talked to Todd. Hasn't talked to Sierra Mist. Hunter Gatherer. Koozie. Hasn't met everybody yet. Those are the things that are different but sound kind of similar. That aren't names at all, most of them.
I like that. I like that. Counterpoint, Luce isn't a name.
Luce is, you know,
simply,
not,
it's simply put, it's not a name.
I don't know all the languages.
I'm sorry.
I feel like none of them, Luce is a name.
No.
Luce. Not a first name. Not a first name. It's a last name.
No.
Sierra and Michael. Lace's thing is why you bring Lace in. Sincerity is why you bring Michael in.
This couple has good vibes. I like them. I like both of them.
You know, it's a mildly surprising connection, obviously. She's a mile a minute. She walked in and said, let's do shots.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Michael probably does the New York Times crossword every morning, you know, on paper, with a pen and paper.
Michael hasn't done a shot in 5 years.
No, Michael has not done a shot in a long time. It just, but this was the moment that made me say sincerity about Michael. He says the hardest part of being a single parent is creating memories and having no one to share them with.
Incredible.
This is why people like him, because that was not, you know, a plan. That was just something he said in the moment.
Genuine Michael.
He didn't come in and like, oh, I'm going to say this about being, he doesn't have
a, nope.
Just Michael being Michael. That's why you
Michael
like him.
Michael being Michael. Yep.
Andy called her an old soul, which is exactly the kind of thing an old dad who is out of the game would say about someone. Lastly, the Jill and Kira Romeo drama. Kira took Jill's drink, okay? She's still seething over this at night.
They're just both a reminder, Rim. One thing I didn't point out, all the drinks are free, okay? You just can go get another free drink.
I don't know whose defense this would be. Maybe Kira's. They don't deliver them to you. You never see anybody getting handed a drink. You got to go get it. You got to trudge up to the thing and get it.
Oh, poor you. You got to go talk to Wells, the electric personality, who's always a good
time. I just don't want to. Sometimes I don't want to walk. So it's not as if, like, snap your fingers,
getting up
get
anyways.
I think we're defending. Ooh.
I'm defending Kira.
I am too. I think we both are.
The drinks are free. I stole a free thing, even if I did steal, which I've already said is she did not steal a drink.
No, because once everybody, the two
everyone
people
had
both
drink.
Had drinks, so that's an extra
she didn't
free
steal
one.
It, but even if she did steal it, it's a free drink, and you were getting up anyways.
Yeah.
So.
100% agree.
Yeah.
But Jill plays ball, so this is a thing.
Of course.
Jill and Romeo background. She says we were there for each other during a tumultuous time in their lives. Not getting that many Instagram followers after being on TV. Unhappy with their edits, probably.
Unhappy
sharing
with
that,
their edits
connecting
and not,
about that.
Not really hitting on your seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Like
that's
the,
super memorable.
The fame didn't really it didn't really hit.
They were both in the zone of like, I wish we would have seen more of them. Oh well.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
It. Oh, well, see ya. Romeo and Jill, I wrote here before this unfolded, I have a bad feeling about their connection.
Mm.
Because I think Romeo would be into the new exciting thing,
of
not
course.
His friend from home. Because
well,
they were
had,
friends. They were pals.
It sounds like he had a previous chance. These two had a chance to take their relationship to the next level in real life and chose not to.
Well,
so now...
Kira came in?
Yeah. Someone else is going to come in. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. So you don't think
this,
they will
this
couple, last?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. I might disagree, and only because, so, Romeo says, I've always liked you, Jill. I don't have a connection with Kira. I want a clean slate here.
Yep.
Jill says, let's see action.
Show me state.
Which is, kiss me, Big Daddy. That's all that was. What do you say? We do a little Fibonacci sequence with our tongues, Romeo. And he does.
Yeah, they kiss.
Romeo.
Yep.
But Kira's not going to roll over, AB.
No, not going to go down without a fight.
I'm not here to make good decisions, which I would put above Johnny's quote in terms of most memorable quotes. She walks over. Jill says, what's the plan? Romeo says, just go back to hang out with the others.
Hey, Romeo, what the fuck are we going to do?
What should we do? What should we do? What should we say to her? And he goes, just go over there. Now, I thought he did that. I thought there was a chance he was going to...
Oh, make out with Kira next?
You know, we've seen that. That's what you do on the show. Of course. Like,
just go over there. I'll handle this. And then you don't handle it.
What would Kenny Bratch do? Make out with Kira, obviously.
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
But Romeo's not built for this show. He tells Kira, listen, me and Jill are here for each other. We're going to connect. Sorry. So Kira's annoyed by this. She pulls Jill. I didn't really follow this discussion. The best part was Brandon bringing tacos to the spectators. That was funny.
That was funny, yeah.
But this is what Paradise is about. Three people who, as we've discussed, were kind of non-factors on their season show up and are immediately the most important love triangle of the week.
That's Paradise.
Morning after, Genevieve, me and Justin, perfect, solid, great start. Here comes Victoria F. She's here for Justin.
What a great, you know, entrance to end an episode.
It was a good cliffhanger.
Great cliffhanger.
Justin will stray.
Justin will stray.
He will stray.
And Genevieve, I can't think of someone that'll handle that worse.
No, her and Victoria here. F are match made in heaven.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was great. Anything else on the episode?
Great episode.
It was a great episode. Good start. That's what...
Loved it.
That's Paradise.
That's Paradise. I had fun. It was a breeze to watch.
It was a breeze. It was a breeze.
An absolute breeze.
Updated connections / rose predictions. So the guys have the rose. Is Brandon and Serene. Lock. Andrew and Teddy.
Lock.
Lock. I'd say...
For life. Lock for life.
Those two are like locks for life.
Yeah.
Like, locks for life. You know, put them off to the side. They are locks for life. These are rose locks for this episode.
I'm with you.
Not locks for life.
Romeo, most of them are not locks for life.
Yeah, yeah. Those four people are getting married. Romeo and Jill, I think he's giving his rose to Jill.
I agree.
Michael will give his rose to Serene.
Sierra,
sorry. Justin will give his rose to Genevieve.
Will he?
Well, I wrote that. I forgot about that whole deal.
Victoria is coming before the rose.
Yeah, she is.
She's there.
She is.
She's there.
So I don't know about Justin then. Genevieve, I still think it'll be Genevieve.
Someone's giving a rose to Victoria. Someone's giving a rose to Lace.
I am not
sure
about that.
There's going to be more people.
Let me continue.
Someone's giving a rose. Listen, as confident as I was about Lace getting a rose, Victoria's getting a rose.
Oh, no, I'm 100% confident about Victoria. I think Johnny will. Johnny's like, damn. Johnny will give his rose to Victoria.
They
could have not spoken before the rose ceremony. He will give his rose to Victoria.
I feel like you still have a lot of people.
You
got Logan. You got...
Jacob and Kira. I forgot about Logan. I think Jacob will give his rose to Kira. Even though Kira was just rubbing Casey's chest.
Why would... Oh, Jacob kind of has... I guess... Yeah, I guess there was something a little there. You still have a lot of people. You still have a lot of people, I feel like.
A lot of people. Who was Logan? Logan would give it to Lace. Logan would give it to Lace as like an... I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about the loose thing.
Yeah, he might... it'd be great if he goes loose. Just
see
what happens.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
So that leaves Shanae, Hunter, and Haley on the outs.
Someone's got to give it to Shanae. We got to have another guy here.
That's exactly what I said. They have to bring in another guy.
You got to get some more guys.
You have to.
Plants. We got to have people, you know, show up just before and they know and they tell them who they're... Yeah.
There should actually always be a fan vote, Rose. Well, it's recorded.
They should do a fan vote. They should be live.
It should be live. This should be Love Island.
We need a fan vote to be able to keep our favorites. It's just that simple. We can't have Shanae leaving.
Speaking of favorites, here are my favorites. I think Lace has an uphill battle to a long arc here. I think she's going to burn bright and be gone relatively soon. I'm not optimistic. She needs a rose, then she'll give one out, and then after that, I think she might be gone. I don't know.
Well, she already had the most memorable moment of the season so far, so.
Yeah, she gave me what I wanted.
She can go. She can go, and it's, I'll feel.
She proved it.
Like she did what she came here to do.
It's like Michael Jordan coming back and averaging 30. Like, yeah, okay. Didn't win the championship. You're not the best player currently, but you still. You reminded
still,
us.
Yeah, you let us know.
I already said this about Genevieve, but she's going to be a star. I think her willingness to just get it going, mix it up, that's what it's all about. Teddy and Andrew are cute, quickly become boring as we discussed. Sierra and Michael might be a wild card relationship.
I like them.
I have, okay, do you have a headline of the week?
No.
Don't. Because yeah, I saw can't. Something.
You'll find something. You'll see spoilers.
I saw
the spoilers are worse than ever for Bachelor in Paradise. Holy shit. If you try to, I was looking up names for my pyramid and I almost saw spoilers for each person. There's spoiler pages out there for every single person. If you search their name, you can find out.
There should be a Google spoiler-free Google search engine. No results that contain anything that hasn't yet aired on TV.
Agreed.
Another million-dollar idea. Because I saw who Michael leaves with. That's
all
I'll say.
Oh, that's too bad.
It sucks.
That's too bad. Wow.
It's a rancid disease. Spoilers.
Yeah, that's tough. That's
and Johnny's going to be great because Johnny's always going to be off to the side just like, you know, let me holler
Johnny,
at you. Like,
where my honey's
up,
at?
What's up with you? What can I holler at you?
Let me holler at you.
Yeah, rap. Rap a little bit. You want to hear me? I just want a Johnny game.
Yeah,
I want Johnny
a little
talking.
Bit. Yes, I rap a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, you heard about that? Yeah. I rap. Okay. Pyramid now or pyramid later? We got a couple mailbags.
Let's do the mailbag. End it with the pyramid.
All right, we'll do this. We'll do Rose League. We are doing the Rose League there. Shout out to the Rose League. They wiped our scores already. So we're starting fresh with week two.
Oh, thank you, Rose League.
Thank you, Rose. That's white glove service right there.
That's white glove service, period.
Didn't even have to ask. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So join the Rose League, and we will give away weekly stickers.
Mm.
It's going to be good because there's a ton of combinations, so we won't be having ties for half the
season.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
Or as many.
Yep.
And then we'll give away a T-shirt at the end of the season.
Okay.
Here's the mailbag. Jenny from Maryland has a conspiracy corner. Listening to you guys cover the finale, I wanted to share my tinfoil hat conspiracy take regarding Eric blackface in the text. In the podcast, Rim said they picked the controversy most relevant to the storyline. My thoughts exactly while watching the finale, but then that got me thinking even further. I think production was in fact so desperate for the happy ending that they might have even fabricated the text controversy in order to overshadow the blackface issue and get away with not addressing it. I don't know how plausible this is with what evidence is out there, but I'm just saying. Jenny, I love it. I believe it.
I believe it.
Wouldn't put it past them. And that would be 3D level, you know, chess if they pulled that off. Here's an after the final rose report from Rachel. I was in the audience for the finale. Although it was dramatic, it felt a bit intrusive being there. To sum it up in one word, I'd say painful. Watching Rachel and Tino talk in circles around each other was exhausting. Like I said, I don't want to sit in on your all fights.
This is one I wouldn't have wanted to be at. Unlike the other ones, which I would desperately be at.
Seeing the sad looks on Rachel's parents' faces as they watched her proposal in Mexico and then subsequent breakup was excruciating. Sitting for 3 hours in a tiny-ass chair made my back, neck, and legs hurt real bad. Okay, enough complaining, but maybe just 2 hours next time, ABC. Nobody thinks of the live-in-studio audience. Are they comfortable for 3 hours? Do they like three-hour episodes?
You gotta have better seats if you're gonna do 3 hours.
Well, it's all a racket. In my opinion. It's like airplanes. Obviously, there were some bright spots. Gabby and Eric seemed super happy during commercial breaks. Gabby was bubbly and upbeat, hugging her family and waving to fans. Gabby and Rachel really do seem to be good friends, laughing together and hugging backstage before the show started. Their families hugged and chatted before the show started. It seems like they all have spent quite a bit of time together. AB's boy Sean Lowe and Catherine looked fantastic and waved at fans, but Sean looked like he got dragged there as punishment. That seems on brand. He was on his phone during all the commercial breaks, granted he was probably live tweeting, but Catherine was at least making small talk with the people sitting next to her, as were the three former bachelorettes, Michelle, Becca, Caitlin. My biggest takeaway from the evening, Jesse Palmer is an absolute gem.
Wow.
I used to think he was kind of a dud, but I think he's getting more comfortable in learning his role in helping the bachelorettes/bachelors. When we would go to a commercial, he would lean over to Rachel after an especially hard segment and ask her if she was okay. Tell her she did great and then make some joke to make her smile. While Gabby was up there, they were making each other laugh almost to the point of tears. He was very gracious to all the production staff, interacted with the audience, and just had a quiet confidence about him. When we were walking out of the studio after the show was done filming, Jesse was talking with Rachel's family when he could have gone backstage. He seemed to really enjoy his job and the people he works with, so that made me smile.
Incredible.
That's for the Jesse haters, of which there are many.
That is nice good information guy. That I'll remember for the rest of my life.
I know. It might change people's opinion about Jesse.
Yeah, it changed. I didn't have a negative opinion on Jesse, but now either. It's like super positive.
Yeah. The last hour watching Zach stumble through meeting five of his women was borderline torture. Thank goodness I had a cookie in my purse to snack on. Otherwise, I might have passed out from boredom. Not a good sign when he couldn't remember any of the girls' names. This might be the first season I skip in years. He seems like a nice enough guy. I just have no interest in watching his journey. I'll still listen to you guys recap, though. Thank you, Rachel. About the names thing. When I was watching, I only watched that part once because it was also painful. My initial reaction was, it's not that he doesn't remember any names. It's that he doesn't want to single one out necessarily. Because wasn't that in response to a question like, who's your favorite type of thing?
No, she...
That's how I'm probably wrong, but that's how I
No, I think he asked,
read it.
I think it was a question about the names. Like, how
I
many
thought
names?
He was like, pick one.
Well, he said that at one point. He said he asked, he also asked that, Jesse did. But I think he at first asked him about the names, and he couldn't remember a single name.
Jesse, of all people, should know better than to put someone on the spot about a name.
Yeah. Agreed.
Overall, I'm happy I went, and I have a good seat, and I had a good seat where I could see everything, and there are a few good shots of me on TV that she shared in the Facebook group, but I don't think I'll go again. Production asked me to make a big Tony poster, which I felt like I had to do in order to be let in. Luckily, I didn't feel pressured to hold it up. Plus, they would sometimes move people around with signs to different parts of the studio, and I didn't want to get moved, so I didn't hold it up. That's good thinking. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Go Dodgers. I thought we'd make it all the way through with no Dodger reference. Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel stays at the after the final rose.
She's yeah, this was her second
every,
report from after the final rose.
I expect
well, she
you
just
there.
Said she's not going again.
No, give it some time. No. You got to get there for well, us.
When you got another get chance there. To be in the presence of Jesse Palmer,
yeah,
apparently.
You got to get there.
How about next week's question, AV? Do you have one for Paradise? Favorite couple?
No. I guess just who are you excited to see? Who are you excited for? That's there already.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Yeah, and why?
Who are you most excited for that's on the beach currently? Could be anybody, really. A lot of good names out there.
You know, there are, but it's also like, you're about to go through this with your pyramid, but there's not megastars and nobodies. Everybody's, you know, I think closer together, close, this group. Yeah. Now let's get to the most anticipated segment of the week, AB's Paradise Pyramid. Talk us through it.
All right, Rim. The pyramid is based on a couple different criteria, Rim. How well I remember them, what I remember them about them. Are they memorable? How many Instagram followers do they have? When I saw them enter the beach, did it mean something to me? How far they made it on their season? How much screen time have they had? Have they been on Bachelor in Paradise before? How much screen time on the franchise have they had? Those are some of the main criteria of this pyramid,
yeah,
okay?
I'm just writing them down.
They're all listed in different tiers, okay? Starting from the top, you have your super-duper stars, okay? Next up, you got your superstars, Rim. After that, your stars. Then you go down to your important role players, you get to your extras, and then you get to the nobody cares tier, okay?
No offense.
Kind of offense. Okay, do you want me to start at the bottom or the top?
The bottom.
I'm going to give you the names. I'm going to give you some of the reasons they are where they are, okay? Nobody cares tier. Hunter. Eliminated week 5, which is pretty late for this tier. Didn't remember her at all.
She didn't a little have bit. A lot of screen time.
Don't remember a thing about her. She has 21,000 followers, okay, Rim? Which is also a lot for that tier.
Is it only Instagram?
You know, kids, I'm only looking at Instagram, okay? Haley. If any of these people
Haley deserves to watch herself this week, by the way.
Yeah, she really does. If anyone has if you're aware of some other social media that they're thriving on, please let me know and I'll adjust these power ratings. But I'm only looking at Instagram. If Haley has a TikTok that has She's got a million followers on there. I'll adjust. Maybe.
I think she's someone else.
She doesn't. Haley, which has a watch yourself, eliminated week one. Don't remember a thing about her. Week one, Rim.
What season? Matt or week, Clayton's?
Don't know. Don't care. Interesting. Don't care. 10K followers. Bad number. The last one rounding out this tier, Casey, John Krasinski.
All right. Pyramid's canceled.
Don't remember him outside of him looking like Jim. 8K followers, a really bad number, Rim. Really bad. And
that is
what really pushed him down
it.
From the extras to the nobody cares. Secondary old guy. It's a bad spot to be.
So tough.
He's
that
in a
so
really
tough.
Bad spot here. Nobody cares about you. You are the second 38-year-old or however old you are.
Hand of the king, Casey.
Okay, we're moving up to the extras, Rim. Kira, she's got 9,000 followers. Eliminated week three. Didn't really remember. This is Dr. Kira. Okay. Impressive resume in terms of school.
Hey, everybody's equal on the beach. Coming down here.
Accomplishments. Impressive, but that's not going to get you higher on my tier.
Book smarts don't move you around.
Book smarts doesn't move you up on the pyramid. Okay. No. Next up, Jacob / Tarzan. Eliminated week three. I remember him, but only because he was shirtless night one and oiled up. He's got 3,000 followers. 3,000 followers.
I heard that and I paused. I was taken aback by it.
Okay. 3,000.
Was that a fake Jacob?
It's a Jacob.
He also had a moment that kind of got brushed under the rug because Hayden, he said something about like.
He said something negative about Gabby.
Gabby too. And he was like, but you're still a babe though. And then Hunter said something worse and that got all the attention.
Hayden,
so he
kind
of skated by. All right, Jacob.
Next up, Romeo Rim. Eliminated week four. I remember him. Nothing about him. 11,000 followers. Moving up to the important role players. We're getting to some people that I care about here, okay? Logan.
When did you make this, by the way?
This morning.
Okay, so this unaffected by what happened on the show.
Yeah, this is when they first showed up to the beach. Now they will be moving throughout the season.
Yeah.
The more important and the less important they become. And we'll, of course, be adding people as they show up. These are only people that are here, that are at the beach. We know other people are going to be there, and we know their names, but I didn't add them yet. Okay? You don't get on this pyramid this year
until
the foot touches the sand. Okay? We're getting to the important role players, Rim. Logan, limited week six, COVID, in parentheses. big storylines. He had big storylines. He's only got 14,000 followers, but he had big storylines. He switched teams last season.
All these followers seem low, but that's just my opinion.
Well, we'll get there. Sierra, the next important role player. Eliminated week four, 23,000 followers. I do remember her.
She had some gifts.
She's memorable. Next up, Brittany. I don't remember who this is. Still don't.
Escort storyline on Matt James's season.
Okay, that's a good storyline. She also has 70,000 followers. I don't know who this is, but those Instagram followers cannot be denied. I was all ready to put her in the extras or the nobody cares list.
Yeah.
And then I saw those followers. Undeniable.
So even as a subject of a controversial storyline, she was not still talking a lot on screen about it. The focus was more on the people who were spreading the rumor. And that is
she's the one they spread it about?
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember that, but I don't remember who it was.
Because she was still barely on. Yeah.
Okay. These are next tier stars. These
perfect
are names.
So far. In my opinion, by the way, perfect so far.
Perfect pyramid. Perfect. Well, you don't do hours and hours of extensive research and prep and.
This is not haste. And hastily thrown together.
And have a bad pyramid, okay? These are the stars. These are the names that you're not going to forget, Rim, okay? First up, Johnny. This motherfucker made it to Fantasy Suites. People forget.
People forget.
If you make it that far, you're probably going to be at least this high on these tiers, okay? He made it to week eight at Fantasy Suites. Now, he only has 17,000 followers, but I know Johnny.
He's huge on SoundCloud.
Okay, next up, Shanae. Eliminated week five. Big name, big storylines.
Big name.
Good star. Nickname, Shanae, 27,000 followers. Seems low to me. Seems very low.
I'm curious to see, let's say Shanae, I don't think she will, but let's say Shanae is the same as she was on Clayton's season. Backstabbing liar, two-faced, whatever terms you want to use. I'm curious to see her reception.
No offense.
Because her reception was almost universally negative. And I feel like there was almost a divide between us and our listeners is that we were like, "This, I kind of like Shanae fucking shit up, like messing around with course. People. But people Shanae really did not like Shanae.
Shanae was the shrimp.
Shanae was the shrimp.
We got a lot of good content out of that shrimp.
We got a lot of good stuff out of Shanae. Maybe that's just like the podcaster in us is like, this gives us funny stuff
this
to
is
talk
great,
about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm curious to see how Shanae's redeemed her arc here.
Agreed.
All right, continue, sorry.
Next up, Serene. Eliminated week 8 also. Genuine bachelorette buzz at the time.
There was.
55,000 followers. Big name. Next up, Teddy. She was eliminated week 7, started out, we already talked quite a bit about Teddy. Started out fast, first impression rose. We liked her, Clayton liked her, 81,000 followers.
How many followers for Serene?
55,000.
What about Shanae?
27. She's on there this high because of her name and her storylines.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Genevieve. Eliminated week 8, which I don't remember. I don't remember making it that far.
I do.
She made it past the 2-on-1, and then she must have made it multiple other weeks past that.
Yeah.
Okay.
A real player. A real player.
Good storylines. I remember her.
Yeah.
Of course I remember her. 115 followers. 115,000 followers.
Did you say this already? But she made it. She was the last one to not get a 1-on-1.
Okay. So she was she right before hometowns, maybe?
I think so. And they and then he like walked her out mid date. They did like one of those, you know, psychology, psychiatric dates and walked her out.
115,000 followers. Okay. Big player in the game. Next, we're up to the big dogs, Rim, the superstars. First up, Giannis. Eliminated week 6. Our guy. He was on the Bachelor live events. That's how big of a name he was. Mm. There was some Bachelor buzz.
A touring professional.
Touring professional. A name
Bachelor
that
buzz
sold
is real.
Put butts in the seats, literally.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. 307,000 followers. Huge number. Next up, Michael. You want to talk about on a rocket ship to the sky on top in terms of this pyramid? Okay. I should do the, you know, the
emojis. Yeah.
No, the whether your arrow's pointing up or down. I should do that.
That's
with
what
the
we
green.
Used to do on the power rankings when I bothered making those graphs. Yeah. Yep, it's the old should, Beckett card.
Yeah. Price going up. It's going high. Yeah.
Price guide.
Well, price is going high on Michael. Okay. Eliminated week 7. Left on his own. Okay.
Well, and had a whole
big
scene.
Big name.
Had a whole scene.
Had a whole scene. Everyone's favorite dad of the franchise currently. Okay, 266,000 followers. He hasn't really done anything since then.
Yeah, he probably hasn't posted.
probably hasn't posted in years. Okay?
How do you do
He's
this?
He's gonna hit a million followers, if I were to guess. Okay,
what a prediction.
That's a prediction for you. Next up, Lace.
Hell yeah, respect.
Respect, mad respect to the name, to those that came before you.
Yeah,
she quit.
Giants.
She quit week 3 of Ben's season. Third season of Bachelor in Paradise. She was on the third season of Bachelor in Paradise where she lasted until the end and left with Grant. Okay? On Wiki, like I said, they call that winning a season. And I also call it winning a season going forward. And this is her third show. She's actually the only one so far that this is her third show in the franchise. She's the only other one that's been on another show besides their flagship show. She has 245,000 followers. Good for her. We love Lace here.
Wow.
Okay. Superstar. Undeniable. Next up, Brandon. Runner-up in Michelle's season. If you're a runner-up, you're probably a superstar. Okay? Probably.
There are exceptions.
There are exceptions, but he's not one of them. He was riding a lightning bolt across the sky during his season of Michelle. Nobody.
And he knew it. And he knew it.
And he knew it.
He's like, lightning will run out. I know it.
It's not running out, though. It's not yet. He's still
well, on the,
flying
on for
high.
The Michelle, is
yeah,
what I mean.
Of course. 189,000 followers, big number. Good stuff, Brandon. Last in the tier, and least, I'd say. He was very close to being just a star. Justin, also a runner-up, which I did not remember him being the runner-up.
You serious, Clark?
Don't remember it. I think he got let go. Did he actually give the runner up?
No.
He didn't have to get stopped, is what. No. Is probably why I don't remember it.
No, I remember at the time we were stunned that he was there
Greg,
for number two.
Greg left. Remember yes. Greg?
Yeah.
He was like, I feel like Justin was in our eyes. It was surprising that he was still there. And that's why I don't remember him actually being a runner up in the season.
Yeah.
125,000 followers. Eyes guy. Next up, super duper stars. Victoria. Dated a former bachelor after the show. She's the only person here that's dated two bachelors, in fact.
Who's who?
Chris Soules. Remember when she was in Iowa, you know, messing around? There was a huge story. She's like on the farm for a couple months, just living with Chris Soules. Big name.
Weird.
And the Instagram followers show it, Rim. Half a million. 580,000 followers. Big name. Biggest name on the beach. I'm not sure that there's going to be a bigger name on the beach to ever to show up this season. Next tier, super duper megastars. Currently empty.
I didn't know that tier existed.
There's super duper megastar, which is where Becca landed last season and stayed the entire season by herself. And she'll probably remain there. I don't envision anyone entering that tier this season.
So I think what I said
but
was
it'll remain. That tier will be there still.
Yeah, well, it has to be. So you agree with me that they're closer. There's a bunch of stars, a bunch of superstars. Only
there's not
one
as many nobody cares
above.
Either.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, just two. No, three. Yeah. Two in my pyramid. I'll bump Casey up to
a lot of stars, important role players in here, and superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a normal curve.
That's the pyramid.
That's great. That was great. Well done. Well done. No qualms. No qualms except Casey, but, you know, what am I going to say?
He's the second old guy.
That's really the thing that pushes him down, being the second old guy.
Second old guy. You hate to see
it. Stuff. All right. Well, good start. So what we'll do is these air Monday and Tuesday, so we'll record on Wednesday, and episode will be out either that night or early Thursday morning. We'll do one a week. We're not doing one per episode.
Yep. Can't wait. Great start to the season.
If you're interested in the Patreon on Friday's episode, we're talking asteroids and chess scandals.
Just something to think about.
Anything else, AB?
I don't think so.
All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.